5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Enjoy the cool temperatures tonight, a mere 67 degrees. Light winds. Could be a good evening to open the windows. It's going to be the last time you do that for a while. Why? Because starting tomorrow, we are parked well into the 90s. And next week, we are either right at 100 degrees, slightly below 100 degrees, or slightly over 100 degrees. It is going to be hot. I mean, really hot next week. And you heard Matt DiNardo a couple of moments ago, chief meteorologist over at 8 News, says that that's actually this, what do you call it, the weather dome or weather shield, something like that. And that's just going to be parked over us really right through Independence Day, July the 4th. So it's just going to be hot. You got to be ready for that and take some precautions. I am thrilled to know some really good people. Let me phrase that. I am blessed to know some really good people, quality people, high caliber people. And when I have the chance to chat with one of them in front of everybody, to bring them on, let them share some of their insight, their advice, I do that. And Bolly Jarrett happens to be one of those guys. Bolly Jarrett is certified public accountant. Bolly, last year, voted the best CPA in Central Virginia in the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition. He is part of the John Maxwell leadership team, as I am. Although Bolly, I think, is far, far better at it, but that's me saying that. He's a great guy. And I will remind you, a graduate of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Clown College. Remember, we talked a little bit about that. It was so much fun. But anyway, Bolly is really, really, really doing a lot to help people get to that high road performance that John Maxwell talks about. So Bolly is with us. Bolly, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Jeff, for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. It's been far too long, and I am excited about everything that you do, trying to get leaders to follow that high road leadership path. And let's not kid ourselves, that can be a challenge in this day and age, can it?
It really can. You know, the world really pushes us to be really divisive, and yeah. How can we get past that? And it's kind of an idea with the high road leadership approach, is that high road leaders work to bring people together in a world that's pushing them apart. So
how do we do that, Bolly? I mean, you've got a whole minute. You can explain the whole thing. How do we do that?
Sure. Yeah. My, part of it, you know, is the first thing, I guess, is putting people above your own agenda. You know, that whole idea that, you know, we need to embrace authenticity. We need to be accountable for our actions and work closely to close into those gaps between intentions and our results.
Yeah.
You know, we have a tendency to want people to judge us based upon our intentions, yet our tendency is to kind of hold them accountable to their results and not so much the intention side.
Exactly.
You know, so that whole idea, people want to keep score all the time.
Yeah.
You know, high road leader typically is not trying to keep score of what I've done for you, but they're continuing to desire the best for other people. So,
well, you know, Bolly, one of the lessons that real leaders either learned already, are learning right now, or God willing, are going to learn in the future, you absolutely lead from the front. But real leaders eat last, right? They always are putting their people ahead of themselves.
That is absolutely true. You've really got to, like I say, look out for people first. That's the idea.
Yeah.
You know, if you're helping other people succeed and moving them along, obviously you're doing a great job. You're being a true leader, and the rewards will come as well in the future for you. But it's not about your rewards. It's about moving people along and helping them be successful. So
tell me about the involvement of my friend Bolly Jarrett in this. Are you just telling people, hey, you ought to do it, good luck to you? Or you got some programs, you got some opportunities for people to maybe spend a little more time with you?
We do have some programs that we've been working on, Jeff. We've got some opportunities. We've done some lunch learn type activities coming into businesses and working with their teams just on a small scale, and then developing some programs that hit their pain points and move them along as well.
Yeah.
So that whole idea of that just a short opportunity, 50-minute session to come in and introduce some concepts that can actually give the business something to work with and make some give them some value, but also meeting some of those pain points that they have. You know, I'm working on now a program on how to work with complicated people. I know we don't work with a lot of complicated people around here, but we've got a program that is addressing that and realizing that, you know, you can approach that concept in all different ways. So that's something we're working on, obviously building another Live to Lead event now as well. So
Right. Complicated people, boy. You know, that's the old either Chinese proverb or Chinese curse. You should live in interesting times. And you know what? Working with complicated people is the same thing, right?
It certainly is. And you know what, Jeff? As you study it a little bit more and you get a little deeper into it, you realize you might be complicated to somebody else.
Yeah.
And how can we work together to make that all work out?
Yeah, it's a difficult thing when you're trying to do that. But as you point out, and the reason you're doing this, I think, and I remind everybody, Bali Jarrett is joining me, a friend and a real resource and blessing to Central Virginia. You could be in that situation, and if you think that it's there, you've got to take some steps to deal with it, or you kind of bury your head in the sand, and then there's no progress made at that point.
That's exactly true. You don't know. You've got to make progress each day.
Yeah.
Intentionally. I think the whole idea of intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
And always moving forward each day.
Yeah.
You got to have a goal, set your goal each day to do something and continue to move in that direction. And you may not hit, you may have a big audacious type goal, but you need small goals each day and these small accomplishments.
Yeah.
Will help move you along. So
yeah, that's whole being able to check off on that SMART list, right? Specific and measurable and all of that. Let me ask you about generational stuff, because you're working with businesses locally, you're helping them out, you're addressing these things, those pain points, as we call them. Are you hearing from any senior leadership, hey, Bali, listen, we got a great crew, but this whole Gen Z, man, they got a different view of everything. How do we deal with that?
Well, it's interesting there, Jeff, because part of this whole thing of how to work with complicated people, we did, or you address that. We talk about this generation gap and this communication gap.
Yeah.
And realize that there's about five different generations working in the same environment today. And, we think that we're part of we've had views the same way all of our lives, and we realize that's not the case either. A lot of hippies from the 60s are now, getting in the senior time frame, and
yep.
And their views have changed over the years. And so those younger generations that, we say that they were just so different.
Yeah.
Realizing that, we've got the social media, all the other stuff going on. But it's all a idea of, the silent generation, the baby boomers out there,
mm-hmm.
Generation X and millennials and Gen Z. And
yeah.
I don't know what the gen is right now that's out there. But, we've got these five different groups that are out there. And so that whole five generations in the workforce has its own complications.
Yeah.
And how can we make each other work a little better together and understand each other in a way?
And it's not good enough for guys that are our age to just turn to these younger folks and say, look, you're doing it wrong, just do it this way and we'll all be fine. That's just not building for the future. You talked about some goals and accomplishments. Now, I was so proud last year when my friend Bali Jarrett was voted as the best local accounting firm in Central Virginia by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And I know that we've been going through the nomination process. I know that because I nominated you. Are you, what are we doing here?
I know that we've got voting coming up here starting July or something there.
Okay.
I guess mid-July. I do believe I've gotten, you know, an opportunity to move into the voting phase. So we're looking forward to having some opportunity to have folks hitting their text line and computer line and all that.
Excellent.
And let's move us forward again this year. But
excellent.
But excited about the Richmond Times-Dispatch and the best program there. So
I love it. All right, now tell me how people can get in touch with you, because we're talking about all this great stuff. I want business leaders and company owners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to get in touch with you, work with you, get some of this high road leadership that our mutual mentor, John Maxwell, really has developed. How do they reach out to you, Bolly?
They can reach out to me by my website, which is myrvacpa.com.
Okay.
And they can text me or call me directly at area code 804-317-4091. Okay. So myrvacpa.com, or call or text my cell at 804-317-4091.
I love it. Bolly, it is always good to chat with you. I know you're in the midst of wedding planning as well, which I think is great. Please give your lovely daughter the congratulations of the Katz family. That's an exciting time, and I will make sure that once we get into that voting phase, people are voting for my friend Bolly as the best local CPA in Central Virginia. And of course, we'll share this all on social media just so more people can avail themselves of your service. You're a good man, my friend. I appreciate you being here.
I appreciate you, Jeff, and look forward to continuing to work with you and know that we're going to make Richmond a great community and continuing to provide value to all those that we serve here.
No doubt about it. Thank you. That is my friend, Bolly Lee Jarrett Jr., myrvacpa.com. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.